Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. During this pandemic and these protest times of ours here in America, we begin the 653rd episode of Neon Jazz with Los Angeles-based Grammy Award-winning pianist and composer Arturo O'Farrell with the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra with the tune Baby Jack off his latest release, Four Questions from Zoho Music, featuring special guest Dr. Cornel West. And as the racial unrest grips America, this came out on April 10th, 2020. This is his first album ever over a very long career to exclusively include all originally written compositions. This album weaves together empowering messages for the times, and appropriately enough in 2020, it portrays the pioneering pianist as outspoken as ever on the obligation of artists to speak truth to the great injustices occurring across the globe. We are lucky enough to catch up with Arturo here at Neon Jazz, and he had some deep thoughts on what is going on in the world today.
The pandemic was obviously the first of a list of things that really ail our society. But it's scary and depressing, and it's scary to watch what it does to young people and to what it does to young lives. You know, as we were saying earlier, I'm not a kid. But when you're 20, 21, 25, and you watch your whole entire understanding of life disappear, that really messes up your mind. So my heart really goes out to them. And in that sense, I've also been helping my musicians. I'm on the board of directors of the clinic, and so I encourage them to get to seek help.
Arturo was born in Mexico, grew up in New York City, and got his formal music education in the Manhattan School of Music and the Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College. His long and esteemed career began with the Carla Bley Band and moved on to work with Dizzy Gillespie, Lester Bowie, Wynton Marsalis, and the great Harry Belafonte. Arturo is a true champion of the arts, both as a performer and an educator, and man, we're always happy to have this cat on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz. No longer a springboard, but a destination, with clubs and cats to back it all up, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here every single week, pandemic or not, to give you the jazz that you have earned and deserve. We move on to a singer and self-proclaimed song stylist, Miss Anita O'Day, with her take on It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And that's the truth as this show moves on right into the future.
What good is melody? What good is music? If it ain't possessing something sweet, it ain't the melody, it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just to give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that sweet swing. Do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that sweet swing. Don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. Spree, pree, pree, the big a doodle, baby, doodle, 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 Chicago. Don't mean a thing. All you got to do can do is swing. It don't gotta be the thing. All you gotta do is swing, sweet swing. It makes no difference. It can give his wicked kicking heat or hop. Give that rhythm everything you got. It don't gotta mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do wah, 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 do wah.
Hey, this is Dr. Earl Farrell. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It's the only place to be. Don't mess up. Come back again.
That was Japanese jazz pianist, composer, producer, actor, singer, and songwriter, the very busy Senryo, with the cut Revision off his latest 2020 CD called and it's a very good one. This cat is a crossover success, best known for his pop music career of the 80s and 90s in that Japanese pop music era, which included 45 singles and 18 original albums from the 1980s to the 90s. There were 8 albums which received Japan's Gold Disc Award. And the one thing that has always intrigued me is how fervent the Japanese are about jazz, and I asked them about that.
I think Japanese people mentality, once they take a like to music or book or movie, they're not going to throw it. They're not going to quit watching or listening. So very loyal.
He's gone a long way from his beginnings in Osaka, Japan, when he started playing piano at the age of 3. And we are looking forward to what is next for this talented jazz cat. I still think a lot of people don't realize how talented Nat King Cole was with the jazz arts. Here he is with the King Cole Trio back in 1950 with Deed I Do as the Do Moves On.
I want you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I need you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found that's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey, did I do?
Okay, my name, Senry Owe, jazz pianist, jazz composer from Brooklyn, New York, and I just released my 6th album, HMMM. Sometimes we have to say, and I want you to enjoy my music, always. See you. Thank you.
That was French-American pianist, composer, and educator, the Chicago Strong, Laura Driscoll, with the tune Trespassers off her 2020 CD called Woven Dreams. She is a versatile artist with the passion for expressive communication through music, and she has played all over the country. And like so many jazz artists, in June of 2020, the last 3 months have been devastating. But there is hope, and she talks about that hope when we return to live jazz.
I've been doing a lot of reflecting during this period about being in the present moment. I've been doing a lot of work in the area of taking care of mental health, taking care of physical health, and just trying to connect on a more spiritual level with myself and with my thoughts, trying to kind of center everything.
Man, when in doubt, Chet can set you free a bit. Here's the Prince of Cool, Mr. Chet Baker, with There Will Never Be Another You, circa 1953, as the Originals move on.
Standing here with someone new, there will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Lara Driscoll, and I'm a jazz pianist from Chicago, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino.
Thank you.
That was the Italian bassist and composer Giuseppe Melacci, joined by his Vogue trio with the tune Timeless off their newest 2020 CD, The Endless Way. This is the second CD as a leader and came out in late 2019. After relocating to Belgium as a teenager, he started playing the double bass and was influenced by luminaries like Ray Brown, Dave Holland, and Mark Johnson. And we caught up with him here recently at the show for a little jazz talk, and he had some thoughts on the language of it all.
Jazz is not just music. It is also a vocabulary to learn continuously, and it evolves over time. It is a language that has the power to bring people all around the world together.
From jazz guitarist Frank Cole, we go next, right out of New York City. This is the tune My One and Only Love off the CD Invisible Man, circa 2015, as the show moves on.
This is Aubrey Johnson. I'm a jazz singer in Harlem, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
I sought a life and now my energy's spent. I called you something that I quickly regretted. Is this the star that you were talking about? Now that I see it, I'll be happy to stay. The table's set to be a parody.
That was the New York-based vocalist, composer, and educator Aubrey Johnson with the tune Happy to Stay off the 2020 CD called Unravel. She specializes in jazz, Brazilian, and creative contemporary music with and without words. Along with the singing these days, she teaches at the Berklee College of Music in the voice department and in the master's program at Queens College in New York City. We talked to her here at the show and had to know what she loves about being a performer. She talked about it.
I love the opportunity to explore all kinds of different styles and different people's music, and to write for my own voice. I kind of love it all. I do some like classical choral singing in New York, and I also do I sing other people's original compositions, which is one of my favorite things. But I've always absolutely loved to perform and loved singing. It's just, you know, my entire life.
From the master alto sax cat Cannonball Adderley, we go next, man. This is the Waltz for Debbie, circa 1961, as we get closer and closer to the end of this hour together. Again, that was Julian Edwin Cannonball Adderley giving you a waltz for Debbie. And finally, from the New York bass guitarist Alex Goodman off his 2020 double album, Impressions in Blue and Red, featuring two distinct quartets. This is Cobalt Blue, and this CD is from Outside in Music and came out right when the world was shutting down on March 13th, 2020. And we had to get some hope from him on this return that we don't even know about yet, but will happen to live jazz. This is what Alex had to say about it.
I hope people, when we do return, do turn to those kind of social, public environments where you're appreciating art. I just think that they're so powerful. I hope that people appreciate it now that they've gone through a period of time where they haven't had it. I hope that this experience also maybe like brings to the public consciousness of the situation of the modern musician, and you can see that people are going out of their way to support musicians, and I think that's really good.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man returning to normal each and every day, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, be kind to each other, and let's keep that jazz alive. And whatever you do, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.